Okay, dokay. You got it on KHUM, and it is time. Fervor Fest is just around the corner. It is coming up on August 13th. It is basically all things fermented, and joining us here in the studio, we've got Alana Jane Powell. We got all three names.
Oh, fancy.
There we go. You usually use the Jane part? It's on all your emails.
I do use my Jane.
You use the middle?
Yeah, not in person, only in email. But.
Okay. Just in
my email. Middle name's Tracy.
Okay. And we've got Jackie Tracy. Pronounce your last name?
Dandino.
Okay, I wrote it down. All righty. Well, thank you both for coming in here.
Thank you for having us.
Cliff. Yeah, Fervor Fest. I've been hearing a lot about this.
Yay, that's what we want to hear.
Yeah. So it is all things fermented. That, obviously first things people think of are the beer and the wine.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But it's cider. It is kombucha.
Correct. Yes.
Kimchi.
Mm-hmm. Sauerkraut, pickles.
Sauerkraut. See, I didn't know sauerkraut was fermented.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Chocolate.
No, I'll be darned.
Cheese.
Bread.
Okay.
All the things you love.
And bread and beer, very related.
That's right. All that yeasty goodness. Yummy. Bubbly, bubbly.
So let's explain what Fervor Fest is.
Well, it's a fundraiser for Humboldt Maid and Playhouse Arts, which is the Arcata Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And we joined forces to put on a festival, which started out as a cider festival and branched out into Fervor. And Fervor is...
Why Fervor?
Exactly. Good question. Fervor is the Latin root for fermentation.
Ah.
So we talked about it and like the name Fervor because it not only implies, if you have Latin roots, mm-hmm. fermentation, but also joie de vie and general excitement. Mm-hmm. So
we got Fervor Fever.
Yeah, Fervor Fever. So it's going to be an ongoing thing. This is our first year.
And here's the thing. This is I've got several people... Yeah, I want to look it up online. They don't know how to spell fervor. It's F-E-R-V-O-R.
Correct.
It's not fervor. Intuitive. Not intuitive.
No.
Oh, really?
Not to me.
I always skip the R for whatever reason. Thank you, spell check.
Yeah, it's HumboldtFervorFest.org is the website.
So that is right.
All the information is there.
Fantastic. So let's talk about when it is, where it is, what you're doing, all that fun stuff.
Okay.
It's on August 13th from 1 to 5, and it's at the fabulous Historic Creamery District.
Mm-hmm.
And we will we'll have
that's
over...
An Arcata.
That's an Arcata. What's the address?
It's on 9th Street between L and N, so mm-hmm. we'll be blocking off the street.
Wow.
So it's in between the Arcata Playhouse and Holiashi.
We'll have over 30 producers. We'll have an arts and crafts area. We'll have a great kids zone, so bring the children. Mm-hmm. We'll have music. Music by...
There's various artists.
Looks like you've got Paula Jones Band, yeah. Fire Sign.
Mm-hmm. Ashanan.
Uh-huh.
You've got Jenny and David.
Pratik
Matwani, who was in... I just like saying his name. I always say that to him. He was in Mary Jane the Musical. He did Nuggy Nuggy Nuggy.
Oh, fun.
He's going to come and do a little business. And No Limits Dance Academy is going to come, and kids are going to tap dance or hip-hop or some sort of... childish endeavor.
And art.
Yes. Giant puppets will be out. Kids on stilts, stilt walking. We'll have, I think we're going to have a plein air artist
mm-hmm.
painting the event.
Fabulous.
Documenting it in oil or watercolor.
Because that's how we do things.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So it'll be good fun. Good, clean fun. And then you get a commemorative glass that you can take away from the event and remember it with joy in your heart for the rest of the year till it arrives again.
So, now, this is kind of cool because there is so much more than just the beer and wine. That's the mm-hmm. thing that everyone just thinks of when you think of fermented stuff.
Right.
But there are lots of things there. Even if you are a complete teetotaler, you can enjoy with the sauerkraut and the pickles and the kimchi and the bread and the cheese and all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's all.
And mm-hmm. once you come in, all of that is included in your ticket price.
What is the ticket price?
$35.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And for additional $20, you can taste our distilled spirits. We have 5 distilleries. They're all local.
And that's kind of an interesting thing that's been just developing kind of
absolutely.
Recently.
Is
there's all these new distilleries, and they're making some really amazing stuff.
They really are. They are talented.
Really are. Absolutely. I mean, I've been really pleasantly surprised. It was like, I always like to try, you know, our local products, and it was like, wow, yeah, that's something special.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're always expanding their product lines too. Dutch and Dewey's coming out with a new gin. Humboldt Vodka just came out with a hemp vodka.
Really?
So they're always ever expanding. I know Bolt is up to some right. fantastic things. So I'm excited about the distilleries. They are very enthusiastic. They are collaborating very well together. So we're proud of that.
Fantastic.
And yeah, for $20 extra, yes, get to try all of our local distilled spirits. Why not?
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. That is really, really, really cool. When does it start? When does it end?
It starts at 1 p.m., ends at 5.
Okay.
Yes. And you can get tickets on Brown Paper Tickets on our website, HumboldtFervorFest.org. You can also visit HumboldtMade.org or .com and
ArcadaPlayhouse.org. We have tickets there. Or you could just show up in person at Wildberries and get a ticket.
There you go.
They're at the Wildberries Marketplace.
That works. That works very well. And now this is, of course, a benefit.
Yes.
So let's talk about who it's benefiting.
Mm-hmm. It's benefiting Humboldt Made. We are a marketing and branding cooperative, and we help our local makers and producers get outside of the county and successfully sell their products.
Mm-hmm. And Humboldt, of course, has a really good brand name. Everyone
Absolutely.
Knows Humboldt.
Everyone does know Humboldt. So we're here to represent everything else that Humboldt County does mm-hmm. really well.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this is also for Playhouse Arts, Arcata Playhouse. And we do music programs at the Playhouse. We also have artists in schools. We also do a teen program. We also are the local arts agency for the city of Arcata and are spearheading the Creamery District. So that's us, and it will benefit all of our programs as well. We also do art installation in the Creamery District, painting the street, putting art on fences, big free festivals for families.
Humboldt County is a very big art community.
It is. It's got the most artists per capita.
It does.
It's also got the most entrepreneurs per capita.
There you go.
This is why this is a marriage made in heaven, these organizations.
And I think probably the most nonprofits per capita.
Exactly. You know.
That makes it a little difficult for you guys. But, yeah. You know, it's like you're into it, and we're a very generous community. And
exactly.
And when you fundraise by doing things that are this fun, it makes it very easy
Absolutely.
To support.
Yeah. I know we've had a ton of fun organizing this.
Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, beyond being just a fundraiser, it's also, it's sort of mission driven too. Mm-hmm. Like for Humboldt Made, because we're reaching outside the community to tourists coming in to highlight all the excellent products that we have. And then for the Playhouse too, to really look at arts and culture and cultural tourism as economic development. So if you're an economic development person, this festival is for you as well.
You know, it's kind of amazing when you think about it, for the size of Humboldt County, which is really small. I mean, the entire county, every man, woman, and child, smaller than most cities.
Right. I think there's 134,000.
Yeah.
Was my last number, actually, in Humboldt County.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. And that's, and for the size of this county, you know, the amount of amazing local products, and the fact that you can be dealing just with, you know, all things fermented and have an entire festival.
Yeah.
And just Humboldt County is remarkable.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. We do have some cideries and people coming from outside the area, which is great too, because it gives a chance for everybody
sure.
to interface and mm-hmm. chat about what they do, the hoodoo that they do.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
So I think you mentioned it before, but mention it again because I don't remember. How long has this been going on? This Fervor Fest.
This is the first year.
One.
Okay. Yes, this is the inaugural. Exactly. Ring that bell.
There you go.
Come on
ring
out. That Make it bell. Successful.
Exactly.
Can we call it the first annual?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Please.
But yeah, so it's the first time that we've done this. I mean, there are lots of really great beer festivals, mm-hmm. Hoptoberfest, sure. Hops
yep.
and Humboldt.
Yep. Yep.
So
because beer, yeah, I think that was the first real big thing here, you know, as far as fermented stuff. You know, this area's got lots of amazing breweries,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, and now there are several great wineries that are getting a lot of notice,
yeah.
and now The distilled spirits and the cheese, of course. That's been going on here for...
World-renowned.
World-renowned cheese. World-renowned cheese.
And we have Wrangeltown Cidery right in the Creamery District. And she's been Pat Niddle. She's been really involved in the process of doing the whole Fervor Fest and on the committee. So it's
Is Cypress Grove going to be there?
They are going to be there, and they are a sponsor.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you, Cypress Grove.
Yes.
I had a chance to tour their new facility before they opened it up, and wow.
It's unbelievable. Oh,
cool. It really is. And
state of the art.
I'm a very, very, very big cheese fan. I love cheese of all kinds. And I've been enjoying their stuff, since it started.
Purple Haze.
Oh, it's all so good. And I remember we were in Seattle and we went to this really great cheese shop and it goes, show me your best cheeses, and they pull out some Humboldt Fog and they go, yeah, that's from our backyard.
Exactly. I live that fog.
Yes. I'm very familiar with that. Yeah. But I was very proud that it was one of their best cheeses.
Absolutely.
It is funny how proud you get outside of when you see something outside of your area.
Yeah.
You're like, that's from Humboldt County.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a lot of award winners.
Yeah, I've been in Southern California and I see the Las Cuevas Brewery on the shelf. I go, hey!
And also, when you think of artists, too, just to swing it around to the arts.
Sure.
When you hear about Sarah Bareilles rocking Broadway and you're like, that's because we support the arts in Humboldt County and what they do in our schools.
She got played during the balloon drop at the DNC.
Know.
I was like, that's Sarah Bareilles. It's like, wow.
Yeah, so it's great.
Humboldt representing there.
Yeah.
I think that's
part of the spirit of Humboldt.
Absolutely. Fantastic. So again, just a reminder, since this is the first annual and it's not part of your muscle memory to head down there. It's coming up on Saturday the 13th. It's right there in the Creamery District of Arcata.
The heart
of the Creamery District of Arcata. And it's going to be going up from 1 until 5, and it's going to be a blast.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Yes, it's going to be so much fun. More fun than you can shake a pickled bean at.
Yes! That sounds like fun right there.
It's a little flaccid, but it's okay.
All righty. Have we left anything out? Have we covered it?
I would love to thank our sponsors. Between our two organizations, they show just generous support.
Give them love.
Blue Lake Casino, woo-hoo! Thank you. Wildberries, thank you. Holiashi, also in the Creamery District, has been a huge support. Cypress Grove, as I mentioned, Wrangeltown, Humboldt Cider Company, NHS, and Mad River Union,
it's
Zero
alive.
Waste Humboldt. It's alive.
Mad River Union, did you say that?
Yes. Yep.
Did you say Lost Coast Communications?
Boy.
Oh.
Thank you, Lost Coast Communications.
Lost Coast.
That includes Cahill.
Yes. So there's a lot of sponsors that have come forward and really said yes to something that is an unknown quantity, which is, I think, a testament to both organizations and the county.
I think it's a really, really cool idea. It's just kind of pulling all the fermented arts together.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And there'll be, beer marinated bratwurst and sauerkraut too. So there will be food
around.
Yeah, and some food vendors will be there for people to purchase more than just a sample from.
Yahoo! Mm-hmm. Jackie and Alana, thank you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us this early morning.
Absolutely. And folks, go out and enjoy this thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Fervor Fest coming up on August 13th.